Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 11th of August. The 33rd annual Virtuoso Travel Week conference commenced on Sunday in Las Vegas before an audience of more than 3,300 luxury travel professionals from 102 countries. The hybrid function will see nearly 1,500 in-person attendees at Bellagio Resort and Casino, Aria Resort and Casino, and Vdara Hotel and Spa in Las Vegas, joined by over 1,800 remote participants for nearly 82,000 one-to-one networking appointments, plus a full roster of professional development sessions by various presenters. Programs include longer, selected appointments complementing the shorter matched one-on-ones, globe-trotting programs that focus on virtuosos' communities in cruise, adventure, wellness, culinary, ultra-luxe, and family and celebration travel, and a dedicated cruise cafe plus partner lounges. Optimism is building as cruise lines welcome new vessels, including Atlas Ocean Voyages' new World Navigator, now sailing in Europe. Holland America Line also welcomed its new 2,668-passenger ship Rotterdam as the 11th ship in its fleet. Torque's new Edorina also began service on Portugal's Douro River. American Cruise Lines accepted delivery of the new American Melody, which will sail the Mississippi River starting later this month. On the restart front, Princess Cruises completed its first U.S. sailing since the pause of operation due to COVID-19, as Majestic Princess completed its first voyage to Alaska in 2021. Royal Caribbean International plans to have all 26 of its ships sailing by spring in 2022. Next up will be Oasis of the Seas, which will sail from New York in September. Viking also announced that it had resumed river cruises in France, while American Queen Steamboat Company's flagship American Queen has returned to the Mississippi River. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts has launched the Women Own the Room program, designed to advance and empower female entrepreneurs who are interested in hotel ownership. The program is intended to help overcome common barriers women face in hotel development and to help them effectively open and run their hotels. Together with educational and networking events and a commitment to use its balance sheet to support women hotel owners, Wyndham is also launching a development incentive program that will provide financing as well as complementary or expanded first-year operating services to support hotels developed by women. The iconic tram system of Hong Kong has created a new world record by being the largest double-decker tram fleet in service. It has been awarded the Guinness World Records title of largest double-decker tram fleet in service. Turning 117 this year, HK Tramways now owns and operates 165 trams, carrying up to 200,000 passengers every day. HK Tramways has been servicing the residents for more than a century, also allowing tourists to relish and immerse themselves in the authentic culture of Hong Kong. HK Tramways is a huge part of the city's history. It's a shared memory of all residents and tourists that have ferried passengers for a long time, giving them a bird's eye view of the city's many skyscrapers. It has joined hands with a plethora of like-minded local and world-renowned brands. The crossovers included a photo exhibition highlighting proud moments with trams with Leica, a collection of limited edition tram-themed living goods, and Tramway's first mall pop-up store. Most recently, it collaborated with Pantone Color Institute to create a new signature green shade that pays tribute to the Hong Kong tram, the famous green tone that has become an icon of Hong Kong and has secured its identity globally. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.